Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and I'm glad to welcome all our visitors and our guests. We are glad you're here, and we're glad especially to welcome all those viewing us online today. We're glad all of you are here. If you are watching online, I would remind you that we are taking communion later in our worship service, and we invite you to take communion at your home as we do it here. I'm going to jump ahead. We have some other announcements that are coming, but they need to come later. So, Amanda, you're up.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So, if you see people wearing party hats, the Faith Launch crew had a lot of fun. And they want you to know that everybody is invited to God's party, right? Everybody is. So, We didn't get enough party hats for everybody, sorry. But everybody's invited.
I have mine on my desk.
You have yours on your desk? Okay.
My desk is enjoying the party right now.
Awesome. I see Mr. Jim has his on, so that's way cool. A couple of announcements. We do have youth group tonight for 5th through 12th graders. Tonight in the fellowship hall from 7 to 8:30. We'd love for everybody to come. Especially the 8th through 12th graders, we'll be talking about National Youth Gathering next summer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and what all that's going to be about. So parents are invited to stay for a little bit for that conversation. Also, we are going to start a new book study, because we're finishing one today. We're going to start a new book study coming on October 17th. It'll still be on Zoom at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. And you're all invited to join us. It'll be about 6 weeks long. So the book is called An Altar in the World, A Geography of Faith by Barbara Brown Taylor. So we'd love for you to join us. I don't think I have any other announcements, but
not yet.
Okay, I'll sit down.
All right, now we've been doing our stewardship campaign, and it's time for me to call on Connie.
Gary. Good morning. First of all, I have to thank you for being so kind and welcoming to the professor and Marty. They've really enjoyed being here. So I told them, I said, we're not surprised. We're a family here at Redeemer. But one of the things that is really important with our stewardship campaign is to remind everyone that we really are a family here. Everyone's welcome. And we come as we are. And we also, we want to maintain our ministries. We want to make newer and better ministries. We don't want to just serve our church and like with our wonderful party hats. And thank you for the wonderful invitation. And I love my hat. But I think that it's really important that we realize that no matter how many volunteers we already have, we always need more volunteers. And the financial donation, your contributions are so important as well, because we want to continue reaching within the church and our neighbors around the community, and we also want to be able to reach even around the world. There's so much relief that needs to be done all around us, and so we hope that you will think about that and give careful and prayerful thought as you receive a letter in the mail this week, and you'll receive an estimate of giving card. And when you receive it, we hope that you will give prayerful and careful thought about how you want to see us get back to the Lord again. That's so important and so appreciated. And next Sunday, you're invited to bring them back. And Pastor Gary will tell you the designated time that we'll bring those forward as our gifts in response to all the many wonderful things that God has bestowed upon us each and every day. But I can't see. That's not the professor and Marty back there again. I thought they weren't coming back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Why don't you come in and join us?
Well, thank you. We're so glad to be back.
We missed y'all.
Well, we missed you
really
too.
Did.
You really helped us a lot in the fact that you highlighted so many things that we're doing so well here at Redeemer now, even during a pandemic. It was incredible for you to be here.
So we traveled to the future, and we have to tell you, we just couldn't stay away. We had to come back to 2021 and just tell you what wonderful thing. Well, actually, I'll let Judy tell you a little bit about the future.
Well, in the future, climate control has been eradicated. Everything is wonderful. The climate is doing great. The ice...
The icebergs
aren't melting anymore. There's no pandemic. Everyone seems to be happy, and there are no more wars. Well, except for reality TV. But, you know, I think those will go on forever, people fighting. But normally, people aren't fighting. Everyone is in love. Everyone has goodness in their heart.
Yeah, and here at Redeemer, Amanda became a pastor, and I think Pastor Garrett retired. Well, I don't know about that one.
We weren't sure about
the future of that. But hey, some really amazing things were happening. But, you know, we wouldn't want to spoil it for them.
No, we wouldn't. Y'all, you don't want to know what the future holds. You want to wait and anticipate it.
Except for that thing with the music program.
Oh, my God.
That's really going to knock their socks off.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? Professor and I came to choir practice Wednesday night, and is it possible that we could sing with y'all since we practiced today?
We would not.
Well, we're only here this week, but we would love to sing with y'all today.
You don't,
anything we can do to volunteer would be great.
Do you have anything else you need help with today?
Amanda, do we have anything else that they might could help with?
You know what? I forgot to find a crucifer for this morning.
Ooh.
And I also need one more communion assistant. Would that be okay?
Honored.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that very much.
You know what? We get to sing in the choir.
We do. I get to help with communion, which is very meaningful.
And I get to carry the cross in. What a more reverend opportunity. You are one of the most welcoming places we have ever been in our travels through time. And we just want to let you know that we think you have gotten back to the Lord again.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And before I do my thing, Amanda's going to do her thing.
So kiddos, any kiddos that want to come help me are welcome to come up. Can you come up? Come here. Okay. Here. Can you all give that to Miss Carmen? Uh-oh, cats everywhere. And Carmen, we appreciate you so much for all of the love and the care that you give our children and this community. And we truly will not be the same without you. And we wanted to give you this. It's all of our fingerprints, because your fingerprints have all been all over this congregation and the care you've given our children. And so we wanted to give this to you to remember us always. And you're always going to be a part of our family and always welcome back.
We wanted to give you something else to pack. All right, Carmen has also agreed to let us have a Godspeed service for her. Carmen, as you leave being present with our congregation, we wish to bid you farewell. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Carmen, Jesus said that children are very special in the kingdom of God. And as you have been among us, you have embodied that welcome and love for our children. And as you have loved them, we have grown to love you. You have become an important member of our family here. And please know you will leave a lasting legacy, a fingerprint, if you will. and will always be present here. We wish you God's blessings now and forever. And although the miles will separate us, please know you always have a home here. When you came to this congregation, we rejoice to welcome you into the mission we share as the people of God. In this community, you have come to know and share God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for Carmen and for the time we have shared with her. As she has been a blessing to us, so now send her forth to be a blessing to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We wish you the best.
Thank you. But I will be coming back from time to time to visit my father, my brother, and of course my Redeemer family. Thank you for the many wonderful years. It was a blessing. Thank you for all the love, the support, and you will always be my extended family away from my family.
Thank you. Let us rise as we prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose teaching is life, whose presence is sure, and whose love is endless. Amen. Let us confess our sins to the one who welcomes us with an open heart. God, our Comforter, like lost sheep, we have gone astray. We gaze upon abundance and see scarcity. We turn our faces away from injustice and oppression. We exploit the earth with our apathy and greed. Free us from our sin, gracious God. Listen when we call out to you for help. Lead us by your love. As ourselves. Amen. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. By the gift of grace in Christ Jesus, God makes you righteous. Receive with glad hearts the forgiveness of all your sins. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray. Generous God, your Son gave his life that we might come to peace with you. Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon this morning.
Excuse me, Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be okay if Professor came up and spoke a little to the kids?
Sure.
Awesome.
Kids, do you all want to hear from the professor this morning? I want to hear what he has to say.
We got one more? Wow, we got a big crowd.
Oh, you
have online? What? I've heard a little bit about this.
It's that internet thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll chat offline, I guess. See, internet joke. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning to all of you. We had a fantastic journey that brought us here to Redeemer Lutheran Church and then took us away to the future, and now we're back. We just couldn't stay away. But I wanted to ask you guys this morning, when you think about that future, what do you think about? Do you think about what you're going to be when you grow up? What do you think about?
I'm
the baptism? Baptized?
I'm
Oh,
the tiger mascot. You want to be the tiger mascot in the future? That's a pretty awesome goal. Would that be those Clemson Tigers? Is that what you're talking about? I've heard of them. Yeah, I read them in the news last night. It wasn't very good. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
She wants to be JoJo Siwa for Halloween.
All right. Yeah, we get to dress up and pretend that we're other people, kind of like what's going on right now. But I wanted you to think about what your future is going to look like, what the world's going to look like in the future. And I want you to think about all the people in your lives that are going to help you get to that future. I was staying with the Neumeyers week before last, and they have a son. His name is Kenny. And Kenny's mom shared this book with me, Oh, the Places You Will Go. And in it are a bunch of writings from some of Kenny's teachers. I believe Kenny's 19 now. So he was about 10 when this was written. One of his teachers wrote, wishing you lots of continued success. You're a very talented young man with a bright future ahead. Always remember those that love and support you. Believe in yourself. You will move mountains, my friend. That's a pretty strong supporting statement, isn't it? For somebody 10 years old. And I'm going to conclude with this one in the back. Kenny, you're an awesome young man. And I know that you will succeed at whatever your passion in life turns out to be, even if it's being the Clemson Tiger. Never give up. Be persistent and patient with what life brings your way. You're in control and you can make it happen. Please know that everyone close to you will support you in making it happen. Dream big. Well, I tell you, my experience and Marty's experience here at Redeemer has been of a loving, supporting congregation that wants to see all of us be successful, especially our young people. So we are so thankful. You know who else? You know who else wants to support us and be there for us in the future? Yeah. Yes! Wow, this guy gets a gold star. He has got it. There's a book of Jeremiah in chapter 29. It says, for surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. A future with hope. Boys and girls, you have a future of hope with God, with your family here at Redeemer, with all your teachers and your family at home. Can we say a prayer? All right, let's pray. Dear God, thanks for the opportunity to dream big. Thanks for the opportunity to realize that you have our backs, that you are there supporting us with hope for the future. Thank you, God, for this loving and supporting congregation who welcomes all to worship within their walls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Psalms. The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous all together. More to be desired are they than gold, more than fine gold, than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is a great reward. Who can detect one's own offenses? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound and innocent of a great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Probably, like me, you've heard many a sermon that begin with those words. My father, who was a pastor, had a different take. In his pulpit, he hung a little sign that said, "Lord, fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and nudge me when I've said enough." Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That is a good way to begin a sermon, but it's also a good way to begin most days as well. What if every day we began that way, praying for our lives and our words and our thoughts to be in line with God's way? Our psalm reading today tells us that being centered on God for all of life is the source of true meaning and of deep and abiding joy. Now, I hope you heard that because it's worth a sermon all its own. Being centered in God for all of life is the source of true meaning and deep and abiding joy. But that's not what I'm going to preach on today. So just stick that one in your pocket for later. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. You see, as I said, the thing is that usually when we use this verse, we use it for things like the beginning of sermons. We use it to talk about what we're doing and the words we are about to say. But maybe we should turn this verse around and look at it not for what it says about us, but for what it says about God. God is called
our strength, and our Redeemer. Redeemer. That word sounds kind of familiar. With that being the name of our congregation, I thought I might look a little closer at that word in this psalm. Perhaps with that being the name of our church, we ought to look a little closer and see what that word means. And what I found was interesting. In the original Hebrew, the word that's used there in the psalm also means next of kin. Now, that might not get you all excited, but let me flesh that out for you a little bit. And to do that, bear with me as I remind you of the story of Ruth. Remember Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi? Naomi married a man from Moab and had sons, and her two sons had married as well. Then Naomi's husband died, as did her sons. So the three women were left, and Naomi decided to head back to her homeland in Israel. One daughter-in-law stayed there in Moab, but Ruth went with her. Now, society was different in those days. There were few opportunities for women without husbands to survive. So God's word accounted for that and called for a kinsman to marry the widow and, in fact, to raise up children on behalf of his dead relative. That way, the woman was cared for and the dead man's legacy lived on. The way the story of Ruth plays out, a kinsman of Ruth's husband named Boaz marries her and cares for her and Naomi. But the real significant thing is this. To do what Boaz did, to marry his kinsman's wife, was called to redeem the woman. So when we get to the end of the psalm and it calls God our Redeemer and uses the word that implies next of kin, what it's saying is that God is so close to us that it's as if God is a relative. God is already in an intimate, close relationship with us. And it's a relationship of love. And no matter what bad thing has happened in our past, God redeems us. God makes us whole. When we belonged to no one, God said, "You belong to me." When we had no place, God said, "Your place is here." When we were helpless, with nowhere to turn, God said, "I love you." When the psalmist calls God Redeemer, that's what he means. And that's what it means, I think, to be Redeemer Lutheran Church. It means God does all these things. It means that every Sunday, as we are on our way here, and when we pull into the parking lot, and when we come to the doors, and when we sit down in our pews, we remember those things. It means every day we live in confidence and hope because we know that God is our Redeemer. It means that daily we live out that care and love and hope with each other and the world. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Maybe you remember the movie a few years back named We Are Marshall. The Marshall football team had almost all been killed in an airplane crash, and the movie is about the effort and struggle to field a team the following year. As the coach helps them rediscover their identity, there's a line that they use to help them. The coach says, "We are." And the team players yell back, "Marshall." Well, I don't know who decided that we would be called Redeemer, but it was a good choice. For Redeemer we are, and a Redeemer we have. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of amazing grace, as we walk the journeys of our lives, be with us. Lead us to follow your path and help us to find joy along the way. Accompany us in all that life brings. Remind us that we walk surrounded by your love and invited into the grand adventure of life with you. Be our Redeemer, O God, and lead us to be next of kin to the world. Lord, in your mercy, living God, move from our heads into our hearts.
So often we think of you as a concept or as a philosophy or a set of teachings. Open us up to you as more than ideas. Instead, may we know you and have a deep and abiding relationship with you. Lord, in your mercy, great God of hope, bring your hope to the many in need or hunger or loneliness or sorrow. Give us your comfort, your care, and your help. Show us your presence in our lives always. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of all, you have called us and you have made us yours. Being in your family means so much to us, Lord God. We feel you near. We feel the nearness of each other in love. Be with us always, merciful Lord, and unite us in your love and grace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, our bread of life, our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of life, in the gift of your body and blood, you turn the crumbs of our faith into a feast of salvation. Send us forth into the world with shouts of joy, bearing witness to the abundance of your love in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.